Hello, listeners, and welcome to The Zozone. For any of you over here on the West Coast, I hope you're all staying safely inside your underground bunkers. I can only imagine that the entire coast is literally on fire based on the amount of smoke outside. What I can't understand is which of you survivors decided to set the fire in the first place. Now, don't get me wrong, I've had my moments where it seemed like chucking a Molotov cocktail into a horde of zombies felt like the right thing to do. But all you've really done is created yourself some flaming zombies, and those buggers are even harder to kill. Though, I'm just assuming here, I bet that I'm pretty close in my estimates of what actually happened. Nothing else makes sense when you think about it. But that's not why I'm here today. For a while, I thought the best thing to do would be to go silent and wait for people to begin clamoring at my door, begging for more podcast. I expected that as the emails poured in, I would eventually be able to start responding that I won't be broadcasting again until Art was returned to me, and then everyone would rally up and go find him. After some thought, it occurred to me that that was not a good plan. Not because you all wouldn't be devastated and emailing me, because I'm sure that you are in fact doing that. What occurred to me is that my access to this email is protected and or possibly interfered with by Brian and Sally and Phyllis, who may or may not be Art's abductors. It stands to reason that if they are in charge of the Wi-Fi, they may somehow be monitoring these things and preventing me from receiving them. Officially, this means I am cut off from receiving emails from my adoring fans. If you know me, you know that's not going to stop me. Though it is true that you might be unable to reach me, which is the only logical explanation for the lack of listener mail this entire time, I can still reach you. Which means I can still make a difference. I can lead this charge, and I can work with you all to get Art back safely. I also want to help you all establish your own safety in these horrible times. Each day that goes by where Art does not return leaves a bigger and bigger hole in my soul. My doubt that he is well and simply unable to reach me increases as I consider darker scenarios. And my suspicions of other things have greatly increased as well. Several times this week I became certain that I saw other people, not zombies and certainly not snowmen, lurking by the entrance to our bunker. I pretended not to notice them, as I'm not really sure of their motives or what they might do at this point, especially if they noticed me noticing them. But since I've spent so much time alone with only myself to have a brainstorming session, I'm worried that I may have become a bit paranoid. Could it have just been a zombie? Could it have been nothing at all? Even the days have started to blend into the nights. It is fair to say that it could also have been a dream or a nightmare, really, that was mushed together with my memories of the daytime? I no longer know, and I feel unable to distinguish these things. But I will keep trying, and I will keep looking out for Art and for myself until I have some answers. Until then, I need to save my breath to do other activities, so I'm afraid I'll have to cut this message short. As far as I can tell, there is no one that can prevent you from responding to me by radio. If you know of Art's location or you need anything from me, please just reach out. And if you see Art, please tell him I miss him. And it was his turn to take out the trash. Over.